Welcome to The Omnibus Show, a programme for people who are interested in everything, with deep conversations on a wide variety of subjects. And now, your host, Dave Gibbs.
Hello, and welcome to this episode of The Omnibus Show, the programme for people who are interested in everything, with deep conversations on a wide variety of subjects. Today's guests are Linda Pearl and Patrick Duffy, the acting couple who are with us today. Linda's been in Happy Days, Matlock, General Hospital, The Office, et cetera, et cetera. And Patrick is well known for Dallas, Step by Step, and both were more recently The Bold and the Beautiful. We've got a lot to pack in today in a very short program. Linda will be here for a show at Feinstein's at Hotel Carmichael, and they're also pursuing a new endeavor with Duffy's Dough, and we'd like to talk to them both about that. Welcome, both of you.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Dave.
It's great to have you here today. So we could go on. You two have so much acting experience, and but for today's show, Linda, can you tell us about your upcoming program? This could be the start.
Thank you so much. I've never been to Carmel, never played Feinstein's at the Hotel Carmichael, so I'm very excited to be there. It's really like going to ground zero of the Great American Songbook, because I know the Institute is there, and Michael Feinstein has really single-handedly shepherded the Great American Songbook into the 21st century. So those of us who perform in cabaret, stand under the shadow of his mighty wing. So I will be there with my music director, Ted Firth, who has played Carmel numerous times. He works with many wonderful singers. I'm lucky enough to work with him. And this will be, as you mentioned, the show is called This Will Be the Start. And it's from our latest album. This is our fourth album together. And really, it sort of came about in the after COVID, and when we had all kind of been in whatever form of sequestering we had to do on the world, to whatever extent it did, went away. And now we're reemerging kind of with a clean slate. So it felt like we were collectively on the brink of a new horizon with fresh possibilities lurking. So that was sort of the theme of our album. And so that's the show. And, you know, some things go wonderfully, some things not so much. You kind of have a couple of false starts, as happens for all of us in the journey of life. So that's what we'll be doing. And our feel is jazz. So they are popular songs from the Great American Songbook, but hopefully with a new twist in terms of a feel.
And that's perfect for here at Feinstein's. It's the whole cabaret, the kind of the old New York style supper club type of cabaret. And that will fit in perfectly. We look forward to having you here.
Thank you so much. That's on March 7th. The thing about Michael having had this wonderful venue there for so long is that, as happens, that develops over time. And I'm certain it's developed by now a very sophisticated kind of savvy audience, cabaret going audience. I know they've seen the best of the best. And as I said, we're just thrilled to be able to come in there and be with you guys for a night.
Yeah, we get great talent here, and you're going to add to that list. So that is wonderful. Yes. We look forward to having you here. And on to Duffy's Dough. Can you please tell us about that and your fairly new endeavor?
Well, I used my baking skills to court this woman. My family has had a sourdough starter, which is the seed of any sourdough bread, rolls, etc., that my mother received in Alaska in 1854. So it's been in our family literally for 70 years. And I grew up eating this sourdough concoction, not thinking anything about the history of it. So one day, Linda and I are eating sourdough. I guess it was pancakes in the morning. Later I said, you know, maybe I should do some sort of business with this. And then I forgot about it. I just had that idea and then I let it go. Linda never forgot about it. She started working on it. And the next thing I knew, we had an entire business form. She designed the packaging. She did all the research. She signed us up for cooking. What do you call
food,
it?
Like Colorado food licensing.
Yeah, we had to get a license in order to handle food in Colorado. So we took our test. We both passed. You know, we looked really cute in our little hats and masks.
We're stupid.
We're stupid. But we started this literally in a small kitchen in a sanctioned restaurant in Colorado Springs. And now we're selling literally all over the United States, Canada, and some parts of Europe. And it's turned into this wonderful little business, which I want everybody to know we both do, is that 100% of our net profits go to charity. We make nothing off of this. Once we pay for the contents, every dime goes into food-based charities. So we're just trying to establish a company that can pay back for, you know, the wonderful benefit that we've had as a career for 50 years. And it's time to now reverse the tendency and see what we can do for other people. And that was the genesis of Duffy's Dough. And that's what it will be as long as it exists.
We had gone to some, because we knew nothing about business. So we went to some Smarty Pants business friends and they said, all right, here's what you do. You do an all-in-one kit. So you have the starter and the recipe book and whatever else you need to get going on baking. And you put it in a pretty box and you ship it, you send it online. So all of our sales go through duffysdough.com. Right. It's the only way to get it.
Here is the audio from a promotional video for Duffy's Dough.
So, welcome to Duffy's Dough.
When you order your kit, this is what you'll see.
So we're going to show you what's inside. So, you get a French rolling pin.
Three cups.
Flour.
Measuring spoons.
Sugar. And the whole reason this company exists, the starter itself.
Family tradition since 1952.
Scraper.
A pot holder.
And, very important, a Duffy's Dough apron.
May I?
You please. Okay.
And then once we were doing that for a little while, we thought a lot of people were writing in and saying, look, we don't need the apron or the pot holder or the measuring cups. We just want the starter itself and the recipe book. So then we have two choices. We have just the solo kit, just selling those, and then the fuller kit that has more sort of bells and whistles on it.
And then we also have a system
online.
That
sounds like a wonderful, noble endeavor. I'm sorry, Patrick.
No, I was just saying that it's a wonderful way to bring people together to, you know, when they bake in their own home. But we also have a question and answer system on the website. So if there are questions, we have a team of people that can sit down and write responses and answers to whatever questions they have. So we're trying to make it as simple and as user-friendly as possible.
That's a great idea. Perhaps they can make a cute little sitcom out of this. But that would be very fun.
I have to say it has been pretty hilarious. When we first started, we had our friends had said, look, just make 200 kits, launch in the summer, and if they sell by Christmas, then great. And if not, you've got some Christmas gifts. So that's exactly what we did. We packed up 200 kits, we launched, and People Magazine picked us up. And so we sold 200 by noon on the first day of our launch. It was sort of like, oh my gosh, that's great. Oh no, because then we had nothing. So here comes the 18-wheeler with pounds of flour and sugar and measuring cups, and we had no house. It totally took over the house. As Patrick said, we did all the foodstuffs at the kitchen, and then we bring them back to the house and line up the tables and turn on some rock and roll and pack like crazy for a couple of days. So that's kind of been our system.
Yeah.
Well, that's some really entrepreneurial sourdough for you. That sounds like a great project.
I don't think Harvard Business School was going to come after us for the model, but we've been figuring it out as we go along.
Yeah, but maybe Shark Tank, they'll have something for you. But
yeah, we thought so too. I mean, we didn't think so. Some of our business friends said, you should go on Shark Tank. And we said, no, we don't want to make idiots of ourselves. But we were desperate for sales.
Right. So we made a little video. We pitched it to Shark Tank and they said no.
Did they say no? No, that's their loss.
That's right.
That's right. No, I say, but it is not a good business in terms of Shark Tank looking for a way to make a lot of money, because once people buy the starter, they never have to buy it again. It becomes part of their family lore. So I understand why they didn't do it. And we just now still lovingly pack every kit with our own little hands and send them out by, it's post office. So it's a kitchen table business. It's not a big money business.
Well, we will put your links for the upcoming show, Linda, and for Duffy's Dough in the description notes. And hopefully a lot of folks who watch the show will buy your product and who will make it to the show on March 7th. And thank you for being with us today. It was great to have you both. And best wishes on being on the road and on the success of Duffy's Dough. It was great to have you with us today.
Thank you very much. Hope to see you on the 7th.
Yeah, come by and say hello on the 7th.
Yes, I look forward to it.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Well, that's it for today's episode of The Omnibus Show. We would like to thank our sponsor, Hotel Carmichael, and we look forward to being with you on the next episode of The Omnibus Show.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Omnibus Show. If you enjoyed this program, please like, share, and subscribe to continue the conversation. For the Omnibus Show newsletter, please sign up at theomnibusshow.com.